Welcome to your five for the day. Some time ago, I received a telephone call from an unknown number. With skillful technique, the caller made his inquiry. I'm ringing about your life assurance. I presume you've got it. Implying that it would be careless to be without such a policy. With certainty, I said, yes, I have it. Well, the salesman pitched, we want to offer you better cover at a better price. I'm afraid you won't be able to do that, I said. You see, I have the best cover, and the price is already paid. I have eternal life, and the Lord Jesus died on a cross at Calvary to secure it. A little taken aback and somewhat incredulous, the caller replied, you're going to live forever? Well, good luck with that one, mate. At this point, I had to explain that eternal life has to do with more than just the physical life which belongs to my body, because I have a soul which lives forever. Eternal life means that although my body is able to and may actually enter death, it will one day be raised again to join my undying soul, which can never be separated from God. The assurance I have, therefore, benefits me and will last forever. With admirable aplomb, the sales representative recovered from my unusual answer, which is unlikely to be in the book of standard customer responses, and asked how that would be of benefit to my family. I said that the price which has been paid by the Lord Jesus is enough, not only for me, but for my family also. All can trust him as their saviour, but it is something they must do for themselves. The policy I have offers unparalleled benefits. Sins forgiven, made right before God, a future in heaven, a new nature, brought into the family of God, and the assurance of God's closeness because the Holy Spirit enters the heart of every believer. Speaking of those he loved dearly and would soon give his life for, Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and have it abundantly, better and richer than ever before. As to its term, is valid not only today, but its benefits continue beyond my death. It's eternal. We sometimes hear the phrase, you get what you pay for, as a quality guide. With unique features and an unlimited term, we'd expect a high premium. Romans chapter 8 gives us an idea of just how much it cost. God gave his dearest possession, his own son. He delivered him up for us all, so that he could freely give us all things. That is, he has paid the full cost, so that there remains nothing left to pay. The price for a soul is far higher than anyone else could afford. For the Lord Jesus, it meant leaving heaven. It meant dying on a cross to pay the penalty for sin. As a guarantee of God's acceptance of full payment and to give assurance of eternal life, 3 days later, God raised him from the tomb to be alive forevermore. What about its application process? Unlike some policies which require a health check or those which have a set number of days before the benefits take effect, this one comes with guaranteed acceptance and immediate payout. You can receive this security in your own name just by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and with true belief in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, God says, you will be saved. A life assurance with unique benefits, a lasting term, a price which has been paid, guaranteed acceptance, and pays out immediately. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Saviour all the day long. Have you got life assurance?